You know, there's a fish place that I go to just about every Friday. Fresh fish. It's really good. And right across the street is the Metropolitan Family Services. And it has been there for a while, but I believe they started in 2011, something like that. I'm not sure. Even before then, maybe. But anyway, Rick Estrada is the CEO of Metropolitan Family Services, and they do a lot. In terms of human services. And Vaughn Bryant is the executive director of Metropolitan Peace Initiatives. So we're going to get to know them and what all this means for communities around the city. And, for example, what are human services? How many of us at some point in our lives had to depend on human services? So with that, I'd like to welcome President and CEO of Metropolitan Family Services, Rick Estrada. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Hey, Terry, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me and Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you. When you talk about human services, what does that mean to the rest of us? What are human services?
Yeah, absolutely, Terry. Thanks again. Thanks so much. And our center is at 235 East 103rd, right across that fish joint, which sometimes I get some fried catfish from there, but we won't. That's probably not human services.
Okay.
Human services for us are, we like to say we have cradle to the rocking chair services.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, we were founded in 1857, but we've been in Roseland,
okay,
at the center that you're talking about, for 50 years.
Wow.
In fact, the community for a while used to, when we were the only nonprofit in the community, now there are many others, but we were called the Miracle on 103rd for a while, at least that's the way we choose to remember history.
Mm-hmm.
So human services for us include everything from early childhood development to after-school services. At Calumet, we have awesome Upward Bound programs, which means we're getting young people in high school getting ready to go to college. We have a tremendous success rate of getting folks into colleges and scholarships. We have a youth workforce program. We have a youth build program, all kinds of youth-related programs to make sure that they are trained for jobs. In addition to that, we do mental health services, which, as you know,
is important
in our communities, are desperately needed.
Right.
So those are just a couple of examples.
Let me ask you this. How have human services changed in the 50 years? I mean, what 50 years ago, when we were talking about human services, what did that mean at that time as opposed to now?
Yeah, it's some of the elements have changed, but a lot of them have stayed the same.
Okay.
For example, Terry, what has changed mostly is the scale of need.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been need. We all know that. In the whether it's the black or brown or
right,
any other community need, there's been a ton of need. But it seems now like the need is even more acute. We desperately need to make sure that people have mental health services. People didn't talk about mental health at the time.
Right.
As much as they do today. So there's an increased emphasis on that. And then mental health is not going to take care of all of our needs. So we need to make sure that young people are getting a good education, that they have proper housing, that they see a hope in a future.
Right.
Because I think at the end of the day, many of the issues that we're seeing today, it's because our young people don't see hope.
You know, I want to talk about all of the programs because you have a youth workforce program, a youth build program, and summer employment and instruction programs. And, of course, you worked with One Summer Chicago. But one of the things that and maybe this is a better question for Vaughn. A lot of people don't understand that young people have stresses today that I might not have had when I was a child. Vaughn, first of all, welcome to the program. And I know that you're the executive director of Metropolitan Peace Initiatives. But what do you think children and young adults are struggling with most right now?
I would say in addition to the sort of trauma in the neighborhoods, given the levels of gun violence we have, I also think that the access to social media and how close we are, like, you know, folks comparing themselves to other people and the social pressures that they have, the number of conflicts they enter into because they're in such close proximity. When we were growing up, remember, we had, like, you know, foot phones that had a cord to them. It was one phone in the house. Now everybody has their own individual phone. So the connectivity that we have is too much to a certain extent. We're overexposed and overstimulated, and I think that adds a level of stress as well.
Are these young adults really stressed out? I mean, because I want people that are listening to know that they can go to Metropolitan Services if they have a young adult or a teen that is struggling, that they can, you know, use the services at Metropolitan Calumet.
I mean, I would say some are. Like, I think there's a lot. Like, I think one of the misconceptions in the city is that there's not a lot of opportunities. This city is rich in opportunities across the city. Part of the key is having access to them, whether you have it because you're a kid who just happens to know, or having a parent or a consistent adult in your life who's navigating that for you to make sure you get exposed and get to take advantage of all of the resources available to you. You know, but there's obviously a set of kids who aren't exposed and don't have access for whatever reason it is. And, you know, so there are some kids who are stressed, who do have, you know, different challenges that they're facing.
So, Rick, I'm going to come back to you and tell you, and you can tell us what this youth workforce program and youth build. Why is there such an emphasis on the youth, and why is that so important to Metropolitan Calumet?
Yeah, it's so important to Metropolitan Calumet because at the end of the day, we believe that, you know, what they're getting at school is one thing, and we highly value it. We think CPS schools are doing a better job of educating our young people. But what happens after school is critically important. We know that people are getting into conflict after school, and a lot of the conflict happens right after school, around that 5 to 7 p.m. timeline. So we need to make certain that we're giving them opportunities that aren't only just keeping them engaged, but are giving them the skill sets. For example, for us in the youth build, it sounds like an easy thing that you're learning how to begin to build homes or rehab homes, right?
Uh-huh.
But the reality is you're learning math concepts while you're measuring, while you're cutting. You're learning how to take instruction from somebody who isn't called a teacher. So your job coach is helping you to learn how to take instruction. And then you're asking how to think critically. Like, this isn't going to work here. This material doesn't work.
That's challenging.
What kind of so that's why it's so important for us to have them engaged in other ways. And that's just one example. I mean, Vaughn could tell you about many other examples of how we engage young people. And they need to see people who look like them be successful. So we hired a black contractor called BOA, who run a multi-million dollar construction project for us on the southwest side. And BOA has been gracious enough to work with 15 of our young people, kind of mentoring them in the construction fields. But again,
construction
isn't the old construction we used to know. They're learning the elements of engineering, architectural, and just building skill sets for the future. So that's why it's so important. We just need to lift these young people up.
All right. Well, then, Vaughn, why don't you share some of those these great stories? I had no idea that there was a pre-construction program, and many of our listeners, they're just hell-bent on bringing back the trades to the schools. But in the meantime, if that's not happening, having this kind of opportunity with BOAs, it really probably impacts their lives and changes lives dramatically, huh?
Yeah, and Terry, if I could jump in here, because I left one critical thing out.
Okay.
Our Calumet office in Roseland also provides support services at the Altgeld Gardens, and they run a young a leadership development program for young people there as well. We used to call it the OFGEL 10. Now it's just the OFGEL Leadership Development Program. And so this is, they run through a full curriculum of helping young people, again, learn what it means to be leaders and doing some hands-on activities. And at the end of the experience, we have traditionally taken these leaders to New York.
Wow.
To see a whole new city, a whole new urban environment under different contexts. Again, they met people like Byron Spruell, who is the second in command for the National Basketball Association. They met him in his offices. He tells them the stories of him coming up. So they see people who look just like them being some of the most successful people in the country.
This is awesome.
And again, it's the NBA. So at Altgeld Gardens, we're also doing this. And again, just two of the many examples that we can offer. Again, One Summer Chicago would be another example of just partnering with the city and offering people even more opportunities. 80 young people were hired this year for 6 weeks, just getting them some money in their hands so they're not out there desperate trying to find it in other ways. So those are just two more examples that I wanted
to tell
you about.
That is so awesome. And I say that, Rick, because I need to ask you, well, first let me take a quick break here, but I really want to find out how these young people are recruited. Or do you ever have somebody just knock on the door and say, hey, I heard you do something like this. My friend is doing this. I'd like to do this. You guys, tell me more about that. I want to get some more of those human stories because with the programs, because there are people listening that are going to be calling you about their sons and daughters. I'm telling you. So we are talking to Rick Estrada, Metropolitan Family Services President and CEO, and Von Bryant, Executive Director of Metropolitan Peace Initiatives and a part of the Metropolitan Family. We'll be right back. And it's such an honor to talk to Rick Estrada, who is the president and CEO of Metropolitan Family Services. And Rick has he's had a really storied career, and he's so involved in all aspects of the city. But I wanted to ask Von Bryant, who is the executive director of the Peace Initiatives at Metropolitan, how do people find you? I mean, do you have like a recruiting group there at Metropolitan? Because with all the services that you're offering, I know people are just like banging at the door trying to get their kids involved in something other than in the streets.
Well, as it relates to Calumet specifically, they have, you know, existing relationships with the schools in the neighborhood, you know, whether it's through existing After School Matters programs or One Summer Chicago programs, or it could be their relationships with communities and schools where we do after school programs there. But, you know, also the city of Chicago, you know, does a lot of promotion around One Summer Chicago. They have a website, afterschoolmatters.org. I highly recommend folks go there directly to look at the breadth of opportunities, whether it's in the arts. They have communications and leadership. They have different sports programs. They have STEM programs as well. And these, the beauty of these programs is once you get to be a teenager, they pay you sort of as an apprentice to learn and participate in these programs. So before that, you're learning and it's more like a camp. But at a certain point, then you actually get paid for those opportunities. My daughter actually does True Star, which is a youth-led media organization.
Yes.
And she's been doing that for 3 years. She's a senior, and they're about to, execute what they're calling From the Go, which is a teen music festival in Douglas Park coming up this weekend. So there's plenty of opportunities for leadership and for kids to, you know, do what they do, whether you sing, you dance, you know, you want to promote events. You know, I mean, this is, like I said, this is a rich city, and I want to repeat the website, afterschoolmatters.org.
Okay.
And you can see what your interests are.
Let me go to Bianca's call. Bianca's on the line. Go right ahead, Bianca.
Hi, and thank you for having me. My name is Bianca. My question is for Rick Estrada.
Okay.
Okay, so from my understanding, Aclavis was the only group in CP4P which is led by a black man who is a victim and has lived and professional experience in violence prevention. Why did you kick them out of CP4P?
Oh, listen, Bianca, we're not doing that. Let's go to Dave. Dave, go right ahead with your call.
Hey, how you doing, Perry?
I'm good.
Listen, don't let these guys fool you. Bianca is right. This is a white-led organization.
I'm sorry about that, Rick and Vaughn, because I think you're doing some great work over there. And we really did screen their calls, but they misrepresented themselves. But, Rick, I want to ask you, what do you see in the future for Metropolitan Services? And what would you like to improve on?
Yeah, sure. Terry again. What I see in the future for Metropolitan is increased partnership, even more partnerships. We have a couple of projects that we're working on right now. For example, one of them is we're going to take assets that a wealthy donor bought up in one of our neighborhoods on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
And the community never really embraced it, and
okay.
So this investor wants out, and so we're going to leverage our reputation and take those assets, and then we're going to turn them over to multiple Black-run organizations.
Okay.
Right. And by the way,
and you didn't have to respond to that. You didn't have to do that. I just, because first of all, I've been around for a long time, and I remember Deborah Strayhorn, who was one of my colleagues at the Citizen newspaper, this is probably before you got there, but used to spend lots of time at Metropolitan Services and did tremendous stories about the organization. And you're always going to have some naysayers, but I really did appreciate you coming on WVON and talking about this. Anything that I might have missed that you might want to make sure that everybody knows before we end the interview?
Yeah, absolutely. The last thing I'll say is that to kind of answer your question about referrals, we've been in the community for 50 years, so the referrals are, a lot of them come by word of mouth, in addition to everything Vaughn said. And
okay.
So whether it's Altgeld Gardens or our Learning Opportunity Center, Metropolitan Calumet, they come, a lot of them come by word of mouth, by reputation. People know that we've done a tremendous job. When we take young people to New York and visit all the great places there, other young people take notice and they want to figure out how to be a part of that program. So that helps. We have an amazing young fathers program. That's the one thing
we
didn't talk about. We have a young fathers program. Majority of the young men are Black, and about 20% of them are brown. And we, the goal of the program is for these young men to have a better relationship with their children so that their children hit all their developmental points.
Their milestones.
But what has happened over the course of time is that these young fathers have gotten jobs. This last thing I'm going to tell you is not a goal of the program.
Uh-huh.
But many of them have reunited with their children's mother.
Okay.
And it's just an amazing example of how when you invest in a young man and then they learn how to be even better dads, they get jobs, they turn their life around. So we want to see that program grow. We'd like to double the size of that program because we know there's a desperate need for it to be out there. And again, we are proud of the work that we do. We want to continue to do it. We're going to continue to do our peace building work across the city, which is done by all our partners. We're just the facilitator of that work.
All right, then, Rick Estrada and Vaughn Bryant. And Rick, I have to tell you, I am very impressed with your resume and your bio. You have really been a great citizen for the city of Chicago. And Vaughn, I'm sure you have too. So thank you both for being with us today. And give out the website again, Vaughn.
For the youth. stuff is it's afterschoolmatters.org, but also give out, Rick, you want to give Calumet?
Yeah, just www.metrofamily.org, just metrofamily.org.
All right, thank you so much. It was a pleasure being with you today.